Yeah, really good, thank you.
Well done on curating your first exhibition as part of being Devonport Regional Gallery's school-based apprentice. This must be quite exciting for you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. Yeah, just in the past week, it's just been amazing how many opportunities that have come up through this exhibition and through my school-based apprenticeship. So thank you.
Now let's talk about your school-based apprenticeship. How did this come about and what's it involved?
So it's a 2-year school-based apprenticeship while I'm completing college at Leyland Christian School in Ulverston. So it's 2 days a week, 1 day at the Bass Strait Maritime Museum and 1 day at Devonport Regional Gallery.
Fantastic. Now let's talk about your trip down memory lane with your latest exhibition. It's called I'm Still Standing, Devonport's Surviving Architecture. Now you have drawn similarities between current standing buildings and the Robinson collection of photographs, which have been collated and stored by the Devonport Regional Gallery for a number of years now. Can you explain the Robinson collection? I know we've heard the term thrown about, but what is it in detail?
So the Robinson collection, Albert and Bert Robinson were father and son, and they were local photographers here in Devonport. And they've got thousands of photographs in our permanent collection at Devonport City Council of weddings and of people and landscapes, but I solely pinpointed on landmarks and landscapes and streetscapes of Devonport for my exhibition.
Dare I ask how many negatives you went through to get this exhibition underway?
Well, I only went through maybe 100, but there's thousands and thousands and thousands of negatives, but I only did go through a couple hundred.
Yeah, okay. Now, let's talk about some of the buildings. Are there any buildings that stand out that were photographed way back when and are still standing today? Or do you have any favourites?
I think the post office, that was kind of like a hero photo for me. And, yeah, it's just like you can see the changes, but you can also, it's also recognisable that people can, yeah, still see it today and see how it's changed. And the courthouse, and there's a church and the Formby Hotel. So there's all different types of buildings that are still standing today.
Yeah, and you compare those old photos with old pubs and clubs, and they have the old signage on the front, the big luminescent signs. It's a shame that they've all kind of stopped trending in a sense.
Yes, but it's been very interesting to identify the changes and what stayed the same. So, yes, I did find that very interesting.
Yeah, even walking through the Rook Street Mall, just look up at some of the facades of the old buildings there that aren't hidden by modern-day architecture.
Yeah, trying to find out where they are today, that was really interesting. And I go through the mall probably once a week and you never look up and you never notice, but, yeah, what they are and what they used to be.
So have you got a fascination with art or architecture or both?
I think I've always had a creative spark in my body, and when this school-based apprenticeship came up, it was like a once-in-a-life opportunity, like, you know, half-time at school, half-time working, and, yeah, I get to deal with art. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing what I get to do, but, yeah.
Fantastic. So this exhibition is on until the 27th of August at the Devonport Regional Gallery. Are we going to learn anything that we didn't perhaps know before?
I think you should just come and relive and rediscover the town of Devonport and how it is today.
Fantastic. Speaking this afternoon with Ruby Moore, who is the school-based apprentice with the Devonport Regional Gallery while studying at Leyland Christian School in Ulverston. Thanks for joining me on today's Home Run. Really appreciate it. And I can't wait to go and have a look.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.